Bruce Edwards, and welcome to this podcast produced by the International Monetary Fund. Today, the IMF's latest projections for the global economy.
Growth has been too slow for too long.
In its most recent economic report, the IMF says the pace of global growth is increasingly disappointing and leaves the world economy more exposed to negative risks. IMF chief economist Moritz Obstfeld revealed the new forecast at a press conference in Washington earlier today.
The new world economic outlook anticipates a slight acceleration in growth in 2016 relative to 2015 to 3.2% rate of growth, followed by a further acceleration to 3.5% in 2017. However, these projections continue to be progressively less optimistic over time.
Obstfeld said the forecast reflects continuing economic trends such as lower commodity prices, a slowdown in China, and global financial turbulence that sparked abrupt sell-offs and heightened risk aversion.
Markets have largely recovered, but arguably financial markets reacted more than the changing fundamentals would have warranted, both on the downswing and the upswing. There is a risk that further bouts of volatility feed through to the real economy. The bouts of turbulence that we've seen overlie a steady trend of tightening global financial conditions. One manifestation of those is the trend of increasing capital outflows from emerging markets. And while most have managed to cope with this, more strains could begin to appear.
Obstfeld also warned of the geopolitical risks that the global economy is facing.
Number one, continuing violent instability in a number of countries, notably Syria, continues to drive refugees in the millions to surrounding countries, to Europe. This is a humanitarian disaster. It has challenged the EU's ability to preserve open internal borders. And as the incidence of terrorism has increased, the strains have only risen. Coupled with other economic pressures, the result in Europe has been a rising tide of inward-looking nationalism. One manifestation of increased nationalism is the very real possibility that the United Kingdom exits the European Union.
And when asked by a reporter what the impact may be of Britain's possible exit from the EU, known as the Brexit, Obstfeld said it would likely damage a wide range of trade and investment relationships.
You know, since the early 1970s, the United Kingdom economy has become progressively more integrated through trade and finance with that of continental Europe. There's a lot of uncertainty at the moment about what will happen in June. It is weighing on confidence and investment in the UK. A Brexit vote would lead to a renegotiation in which it seems unlikely that Britain's status with respect to access to the EU would not change. So on that basis, we would view this as a significant global change.
Obstfeld also noted that weak global growth has sparked a backlash against cross-border economic integration in several countries, including the United States.
In many countries, the lack of wage growth and greater inequality have created widespread senses that economic growth has mainly been to the benefit of economic elites and mobile capital that they've gained disproportionately, leaving too many others behind. Lower growth reinforces this turn toward inward-looking nationalistic attitudes.
Obstfeld said the current outlook calls for a proactive response and encouraged policymakers to focus on strengthening global growth using what he described as a three-pronged approach.
First of all, continued monetary accommodation is appropriate where deflationary pressures remain, where output gaps remain. But monetary policy needs support from the other two policy prongs, from fiscal policy and from structural policy. There is no longer much room for error. But by clearly recognizing the risks that they jointly face and acting together to prepare for those risks, national policymakers can bolster confidence, support growth, and guard more effectively against the risk of a derailed recovery.
That was Morris Obstfeld, IMF Chief Economic Counselor, talking about the latest world economic outlook. You can read the full report at imf.org. You can also hear more podcasts like this one while you're there, or search for IMF Podcasts on iTunes or on your favorite podcast app.